Lily and Ernie were conferring with the map that Delia had created, blocking off areas that seemed to have been affected by the chemical spill, or whatever it was. Having decided that it was probably better not to have people try to excavate that area until they knew what they were dealing with. "Time to hand out the shovels and the spades," Delia said to Ernie.
"Good enough," Ernie said. "I put the tools in the shed this morning and put the lock on, but I don't think I shut it. You know the combination, though, right?"
"When this morning?" Lily asked.
Around 5, Ernie said. "I marked off some of the bushes that may be worth saving and just need some strong pruning. Only folks who are good at pruning should try their hand at that."
"Agreed. There are some clippers in the shed. Maybe you could give lessons." Lily was interrupted by Delia's blood-curdling scream. Lily and Ernie both ran to her. Ernie took her by the shoulders and turned her around to hold her close and try to calm her down. She screamed some more into his barrel chest, and then she started to sob. Lily stepped around them both and looked into the shed. Merrily Frank was lying on bags of mulch, staring up, hedge clippers protruding from her chest. Bash Haywood arrived within minutes of receiving the call from Lily. The station was only a few blocks away, and luckily, Bash had been in the office.
"I don't suppose you got a list of who was here this morning?" Bash asked Lily.
He sighed and ran his left hand over his chin for the umpteenth time.
"As a matter of fact, Tamara and Warwick were signing people in. So, as long as they came in the main entrance, I can add to it, so can Ernie, and Delia."
"Delia, how is she holding up?"
"Poor thing, quite the shock."
"I had Stan take her over to the Star Cafe. I'm going to talk to her over there. Stan's offered to make the cafe a holding pen until we can get statements from everyone." "I should get over there," Bash said, looking toward the exit longingly.
"Once you have the scene secured and the evidence collection is underway," Lily said.
Right, after that."
Bash looked down and made a few more entries into his notebook.
"Are more folk coming in to help?" Lily asked.
"The police chiefs of Kingsbury and Marshton were happy to send people over. Thanks for the suggestion. Good thing it isn't beach season. Otherwise, we'd all be stretched thin. I could call in the state police. Maybe I should."
Lily looked at Bash, who was clearly drowning in details he couldn't grasp. She'd need to keep an eye on him, set him up for success. Having the state police coming in right away would not serve Bash's confidence well. Besides, they wouldn't know more than he did about the inner workings of Goosebush and who was who. No, best to keep this local, at least for now. What happened in Goosebush stayed in Goosebush, hopefully. This was just the sort of publicity the town did not want or need.
"Are you all right?" Lily asked Delia.
Delia was relieved to see Lily and let the older woman mother her a bit.
"No, not really," Delia said.
Her hands were wrapped around a mug, and she was staring straight ahead.
"It was pretty awful."